16 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarts joined alongside Matt Douglas having some fun here on a Thursday. And it's time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on the Lorain School District, and here to help us do that is Tony DiMacchia with the Lorain School Board. Tony, thanks for coming in studio, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Andy and Matt, and I appreciate the opportunity, and what a great opportunity to highlight the great things that are going on in Lorain City Schools with our students and our teachers.
And there are really a lot of wonderful things happening. You know, Matt and I discussed this a couple of months ago when the story came out, but I wanted to certainly start with this. The Senior Day of Service, you know, kids are pretty incredible in the things that they do, and I guess more important than that, the things that they are willing to do. Give us an idea as to how many kids were involved and where they went for this Senior Day of Service.
There was about an estimated 400 Lorain High seniors that participated in volunteering throughout several 25 different locations in Lorain and Elyria, El Centro being one of them, the Goodwill, Head Start, Friendship Animal Protective League, Salvation Army, Lorain County Community Action Agency, and a health program that they had there. And the kids just loved it. Their experience in doing that and working with, you know, these different organizations and getting a perspective of what these organizations do throughout Lorain County. I think that, you know, one of the things that they really enjoyed was preparing meals, you know, and the hot meals and understanding what it takes and how many volunteers it takes to help feed the hungry in Lorain County. And they just enjoyed the experience. And we're just so proud to have 400 high school, you know, seniors going out and volunteering their time in many very needy organizations throughout Lorain County.
It's really neat to see such young people, I mean, having that pride in their community. And it really seems like in Lorain, there is that strong sense of community amongst students, amongst adults, amongst everyone who's from there. They'll be the first to tell you, hey, I'm from Lorain and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Lorain is about pride. And if you look at any of our programs, you look at our community as a whole. And I had one of our former superintendents who were new to the community that came in and says, you know, I've never been in a community where people just don't shake hands. They hug. Yeah. You know, they don't even know me, but they give me a hug because they're so proud of what Lorain is about. You know, our steel industry built that pride, and it just, you know, it's consumed by everybody that lives there. And, you know, I was born and raised there. I love that community, and, you know, it makes me proud to see these students that, you know, are really about our community and helping others outside of our community.
It's funny you bring that up. I got my first taste of that when I went to my first fish fry out here when I moved here a couple of years ago. There was a lot of hugging that goes on. I'm like, oh, I don't know that I've really seen that anywhere else, but it definitely stands out. There's no question about that. Well, I mean, there's so many wonderful things happening that we want to hit on here. I mean, that Senior Day of Service I thought was terrific, but we were speaking a few moments ago before we came back from the commercial break about the robotics team. Now, of course, they are at Worlds right now down in Louisville, and, you know, it goes far beyond the success that the robotics program has had, which we will definitely touch on. But as you stated to me earlier, you know, this is about an experience going outside the city limits, and in this case, going outside the state as well, to really kind of experience something that, boy, a lot of these kids have never had the chance to experience before.
Yeah, sometimes we really forget what our students are able to see throughout their life, and especially their young lives. We're talking about middle school kids that many of them, which I've experienced, have never seen downtown Cleveland, let alone downtown Louisville. And this experience for them, I'm sure, is very eye-opening. And, you know, it makes us extremely proud to be a part of this school system. And, you know, I'm sometimes not in the front lines. And you have to give a lot of credit to our teachers and our volunteers that work in these programs, like the robotics program. And, you know, Denise Farney and Deb Hansen and, you know, the other staff that have engaged these kids through this process of robotics. I mean, what they have to put in, the time, the effort, and then they get the experience to go out to Louisville and hopefully compete, win, and move on to, I mean, it's just fantastic, and what a great opportunity and experience for all of our students in this program.
And also an opportunity when they're down there. I mean, you were telling me earlier, like 20 different countries are involved in this at Worlds down in Louisville. You also get the opportunity for these kids to go down there and interact with other kids that are from totally different cultures as well.
Yeah, when you're working with other students from China and Puerto Rico and Colombia, New Zealand, Thailand, Saudi Arabia and Canada, Hong Kong. Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with those other students and you have sometimes a language barrier, you can learn so much from what other kids are doing, how they built their robot, the design they made and why they made it. And I think that sometimes is the biggest part of these competitions is the networking. The networking with these other students and these other kids and learning from them, which is so important, and bringing it back and put it to use. And stealing some of their ideas and their design to put into your robot to get better and improve on what you've created.
You bring up the networking aspect of it, but I mean, the beauty of it is this is really teaching a life skill. I mean, don't get me wrong, sports are fun and everything, but this gives kids who are interested in engineering, the STEM or the STEAM as people talk about, an opportunity to showcase that. I mean, we're really seeing it blow up big in Lorain County and in Lorain, too.
Yeah, we're talking about middle school kids that are learning programming and coding. They're learning engineering. You know, they're not just operating some robot that they bought in a store. They're designing it. They're creating it. They're programming it. And the sense of pride that they get when they watch it in action and it actually does exactly how they programmed it to do, I mean, that is success in its finest. And, you know, watching our kids, and I've got the opportunity to watch them down in Columbus and at some of our board meetings and even in their classrooms. And, I mean, it is amazing. And the biggest part about this program is the teamwork. You have four different students on each team that are all responsible for different jobs in this project, and they have to come together to make this robot work. And it's just fantastic the way they collaborate and partner up and work together.
It's really amazing how far technology's come in the classroom as well. When I was in middle school, I was barely able to use Word. I think I was just learning how to type and everything like that. And as you mentioned,
I don't think I saw a computer until I was in college. To be honest with you,
it was pretty close to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones we saw, there was a hamster running on the wheel trying to keep that thing operating. It's come a long, long ways, no question. Tony DiMacchio joining us with the Lorain School Board here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, all part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. All right, the Chronicle did a story not long ago talking about a sign language class that you guys have at Lorain, which I thought was fascinating, not just because of the content of the class, but the demand for this class. I mean, learning sign language is, I think you could probably compare that to learning a foreign language. And it seems like that has become a class that a lot of kids at the high school really want to be involved with.
Yeah, the American Sign Language class, I think this year there were at least 160 or more kids that were interested in taking this class. And currently there is on an average 70 kids on a waiting list to take this class. You know, when this teacher and, Meredith Maddie Percival is the teacher in that class, and it really starts at the top, the way she educates and teaches sign language to these students. They're so engaged. They want to be in there. And, you know, I think I talked to one of the students, and she said when she saw our students signing a movie, she was so impressed that she wanted to be a part of that. And I think that's how it is. It's like, when you watch something and you're like, man, that is so cool. I wish I knew how to do that. And now we have this class and she's, signing 40 kids in a class and they're just repeating exactly what she's doing. And, when they're having the opportunity to not just vocabulary through sign language, but doing the Pledge of Allegiance, doing the National Anthem, the Bill of Rights, they're doing the amendments via sign language, and so important because a lot of times in education we focus on Spanish and French and in a different foreign language and learning it. You know, I don't think folks understand how important sign language is to the hearing impaired throughout our community and what a skill this is for our kids. And it's fun to see. And Mrs. Percival loves what she does, and I think that's a big part of why kids enjoy this class so much.
And it seems like that success is very contagious. You know, you were talking about one of the students mentioning they saw someone else in that program doing sign language for an entire movie, which has got to be extraordinarily difficult. But I think it's fascinating because there's a lot of relatable material to what you just mentioned with the sign language class. You're kind of exposing yourself to something you really haven't had a whole lot of experience with. And, you know, we can relate that back to the robotics example as well. A lot of those kids are getting a chance to kind of interact with other cultures, you know, kids from other countries that if they weren't involved with robotics, they wouldn't have had that opportunity to do so.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so important to highlight these programs and, you know, not get caught up in some of the things that are going on around what our kids are doing, because these programs are so critical to their development and how they grow and what they learn. And I could tell you this, that, you know, going back to Lorain community and our diverse community and the international city, you know, you learn so much through these experiences and the programs we have through our public school system, that when you take it out to colleges in different cities or different states, it is amazing how much more you're prepared to work with others in different communities because of those experiences. So it's just been fantastic to be able to see these students participate and be so successful in these programs.
And speaking of fantastic, we must hit on this. Wait, we had a lot of fun talking before we came on the air, and you'd mentioned to me, boy, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to play chess. I know how, but I'm terrible. You guys have elementary school kids who are kicking tail and taking names in chess. This is pretty impressive.
How amazing is that? You know, I mean, back when I was in elementary, I mean, I don't remember, maybe checkers,
yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe tic-tac-toe, you know, but they're learning chess, and chess, you know, for me, again, I don't know how to play it, but it appears to be an extremely complicated game that takes a lot of mental focus, and teaching our elementary kids and getting their attention. And again, they're so proud the way they're doing it. They're good at what they do. And you have to credit, again, the teachers and the instructors and the volunteers that spend the time teaching these programs to the kids and displaying the patience to work with these kids. And, you know, in an era where we're talking about a digital era and we're talking about, you know, Xbox, you know, I got a 7-year-old that spends a lot of time on the Xbox, and, you know, so does his sister. You know, teaching these games, these skilled games like chess, and watching our kids be successful at it is just enjoyable to see. It is.
I mean, it's a game that teaches humility, I think, more than anything. It's a strategic game that kind of teaches you after you lose, oh, I see how that happened. This is how I got to get around, which is great for life skills, I would think, down the road as well.
Oh, absolutely, and so important.
Sure.
The Palm Elementary School kids finished first. I mean, it's pretty awesome. Grades 4-6 in the reserve division. And there were a number of individual standouts here as well. Now, this competition took place, I believe, a month ago down at Solon. But, you know, I see these pictures of these kids holding up trophies, having a great time. And, you know, I think that kind of fits right in with what you've been talking about. You know, you have a lot of administrators. You've got a lot of teachers who really, they go above and beyond. And they spend a lot of time volunteering and making sure these kids have a great experience.
And sometimes it has to happen in the classroom, and it has to happen in a school building. You know, I don't know how many of our students actually have chess boards in their homes and their parents sitting down and teaching that to them. Mm-hmm. You know, many of our students are faced with barriers, and for them to overcome those barriers and be able to focus on this game and go to somewhere like Solon. You know, let's not forget that, you know, sometimes, you know, in our urban setting, our kids don't have those resources, and when they go and they kick butt like that against those other schools, it's impressive and another proud moment for Lorain City Schools and our students. And again, we're talking about elementary kids. You know, fantastic. Just amazing what they're doing over there.
Yeah, one of many great stories and one of many great things going on in the Lorain school system, no question. Well, Tony, this is a lot of fun, man. Thank you for stopping by and shedding some light on all the positive things going on in the school district. You know, we could certainly spend another half hour because there are that many great things happening. We appreciate the time very much.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Thanks, man. And you're right. I have pages of things over here that I could talk about. But, you know, we really appreciate the opportunity of highlighting the great successes of Lorain City Schools. And, again, I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. A lot of fun. This is good stuff. Tony DiMacchio joining us with the Lorain School Board here on our Nortson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nortson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to get to a break as we approach the top of the hour coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll send it back over to Matt Douglas in the local newsroom. He'll tell us what's happening with the local news. And at 4:10, Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus will join us as well. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this here on AM 930 WEOL.